Stand by for the Terry Small Show in 5, roll tape, 4, cue Terry, 3, bring audio up, 2, stand by, 1, play intro.
Stay tuned for the Terry Small Show on Salem's original radio station, 104.3 FM and 1220 AM, KSLM. Today's show is being brought to you by the Willamette Queen Sternwheeler. The next time you plan an event, think of the Queen. And by the Lule Group, featuring Lule's Car Connection, Don Lule Homes, and Teresa Lule's State Farm Insurance.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Terry Small Show on Salem's original radio station, KSLM AM and FM. I am your host, and I'm so glad that you joined us this morning. Today's special guest is a friend that I've known for, gosh, about 100 years now. Her name is Judy Chartier. Good morning, Judy. It's so good to see you again. It's been a while.
It has been a while. A couple of years since we've talked or
seen
each other.
When I was over at the Crosstown, the other station, you were on our show all the time there. You're back again.
Yeah, here I am.
Are you still singing?
When I get a chance. With all this COVID thing, I haven't been able to do much of anything. I've done a lot of gospel songs at church.
Yeah.
I get requests almost every month to do at least once a month. So they really like my music.
You started singing like in your 40s or
my
so?
My 40s. I was 40 when I got serious about it.
And all of a sudden, you just were singing around the house one day and you thought, you know, I should go out and do this.
Mm-hmm. I did. It's something I've wanted ever since I was 7 years old.
And it's good.
I love it. I've loved music. It's just been in my soul for so many years, and I just thought, you know what? It's never too late to do what you love to do.
That's right.
Yeah.
And you always, whenever I see you perform, you always sing one of my favorites.
Oh, yeah, Over the Rainbow.
Over the Rainbow.
Yeah.
Did you bring the music so we can do it today?
I didn't, but I can sing it a cappella.
All right. Let me tell you a little bit about Judy. Judy, you know, it's actually 27 years ago today when I started in radio here in Salem. Didn't realize 27 years ago. I made the mistake of calling you one time and says, Judy, I need help. And he says, okay. And every other time I called you, you would always say, yep. Sometimes I'd call you, hi, Judy, what do you need?
What do you need?
Gosh, we've done talent shows together. We've done remotes together. We've done all kinds of different things, haven't we?
Fundraiser at the Elsinore.
That's right. We did a few of those. Yeah, you sang the national anthem at a few events, too.
Yeah.
Weren't you out at the Volcanoes baseball stadium a while back doing?
Yeah,
I think you did the national anthem out there.
A couple of times.
Yeah. Well, that's good. And so now you're just kind of like hanging out here.
Just kind of hanging out.
Good.
Doing a lot of work at home, getting a lot done on this.
Yeah. How are you surviving with this pandemic that we're having right now?
Well, a lot of my friends and neighbors, a lot of them get bored. My sister-in-law gets really bored, and she's about to go out of her mind. But I haven't been because I decided that I would take this time to organize my house, purge it, get rid of everything that I don't need, so that when I go to heaven, my kids don't have to deal with all this stuff.
Yeah.
I've been working in my yard. I've revamped my yard. I've just done all kinds of things, pulled up carpet. And
you're doing a lot of that yourself, aren't you?
I'm doing it all myself, yeah. I'm 79 years old, and I decided just because I'm old doesn't mean I can't do what I want
to
do.
Well, 79 is not old.
Well, to me it is.
You got a ways to go yet. So once you're done with your house, would you come over? I've got another place that you can start getting rid of stuff.
I'm good at organizing. First organizing job I had was in the fifth grade, and my neighbor lady said, Judy, you want to make some money? And I said, sure. And she said, you want to come over and organize my kitchen and clean it? And I said, yeah, and I did. That was my first pay job as a child.
Fifth grade.
Yeah, fifth grade.
We have a storage unit over at our place there that is so full of stuff, and I think Jimmy Hoffa might be in there. And Patty keeps saying, we need to get in there. I go, well, yeah, we will, but we're blaming the weather now. And a couple of weeks when we had that real nice weekend, she goes, well, it's pretty nice now. I go, yeah, but it's such a nice weekend. Let's go out and go drive around or something.
Yeah.
So we're waiting. I'm waiting for you to come over and help me.
See? I got mine to do, too. I just finished my little storage shed that I put my stuff in, and now I'm getting ready to do our tool shed, storage shed, with all of our other stuff that I use on the yard and that kind of stuff. That's going to be done this week sometime.
How long you been in your house?
Since 2004.
Okay. So you've been there for a while.
Yeah, we've been updating. We put a new air conditioning system in, Mitsubishi. Put a new roof on last year.
Okay, good. Well, you're down here for a reason today. We're going to talk a little bit about diabetes, and that's something that you're real familiar with. You don't have diabetes, correct?
No.
No, but your husband, Leon, does.
Yes.
Okay, and how long have you and Leon been together?
56 years.
Have you really?
This
you know he's
March.
Ornery.
Yeah.
And I would love to when I would deal with him because he would just tease the heck out of me.
Yeah, he's
a teaser. 56 years.
56 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
How'd you meet?
We met through some mutual friends of my brother's. I knew the day I met him, he was going to be my future husband.
Really?
I knew of him, but I had never met him.
Mm-hmm.
Knew of him through some friends, but I'd never met him. And I went home and told my mom. I said, I just met the man I'm going to marry someday. And she said, what? And then after we started dating, we realized that we had mutual friends. Our mothers both worked out at Fairview Home years ago. And as even now, as we talk about the past, other things come up. I lived out in Fruitland during high school.
Where's that?
Fruitland is this community out east of Salem.
Okay.
It's a beautiful area out there. We lived on a farm.
Mm-hmm.
And where am I going with this? Oh, and when I talked about that, he said, I used to go out there and run around all the time. And I said, well, I used to ride horses from there clear into Lancaster.
So you guys may have crossed paths, but
back
then. That's
what we're thinking. Yeah.
At some point. And,
yeah, that's what we're thinking.
Wow. You're here for a reason. Leon has diabetes.
Yes.
I have diabetes. Leon has basically taken a turn south in the past, been about 3-4 weeks or so, the past year ago?
Year ago.
So let's go back to a year ago. How did you guys discover that Leon had diabetes?
Leon has had diabetes for probably 20 years. He had it when we lived in Eugene. The doctor said borderline, but I don't believe in borderline. I feel like if you have it, you have it,
right.
And so he got started getting treated then. And
how was he being treated?
He was on medication, not a lot of it. And then one day when he got ready to go to work, he was walking down the hall and he said, honey, I think I better go to the hospital instead of to work. And went to the hospital and his heart was racing
mm-hmm.
really bad. So they put him in the hospital and had to knock him out and start it again and come to like they do with people.
Well, that's not very fun.
Yeah, no, it wasn't.
We're
going
to stop your heart and then we'll get kick-started again after lunch.
Yeah, so they did that. And then the doctor said to him, okay, you have these things against you. He says, you have high blood pressure, high cholesterol, you're a diabetic, and you smoke. And he said, you need to stop smoking and you need to start exercising and do what you can do to get yourself
that dreaded E word.
And that's when it started.
Okay.
And it's just kind of progressed.
Was he overweight at all? Or?
Not at that point. He wasn't very overweight at all.
Mm-hmm.
No, maybe 160, 75 pounds.
Oh, that's not bad at all.
Yeah.
Gosh.
Something like that.
On mine, it was, right now I'm up to, I'm taking 16 pills a day. Which is about 15 too many.
That sounds about like him.
Yeah. And I've gone through multiple doctors right now. They all seem to retire off. And you know, I start with them and all of a sudden they retire. They're like, is it something I'm saying to them?
Yeah.
But this last one, it's a gal and she's pulling me off of the meds and it's actually working. And right now I'm down 34 pounds from
good
where
deal.
I was. And I'm noticing that I'm starting to feel better. Mm-hmm. And she's starting to take me off even more and more meds. And I asked her, I said, well, what's it going to take? She goes, you drop another 30 pounds and I'll pull you off probably everything.
Wow.
So that's what I'm doing. I've got two grandchildren that you know about that I just think the world of, and I want to be around to chase them.
That's right.
And so that's what I'm doing is trying to drop the weight.
Mm-hmm.
And it, as a result, it is my cholesterol is down very. It was 7.2, I believe, and now it's at 6.5. So it's come down quite a bit, but it's just amazing that the weight loss, and of course they keep saying, you know, the dreaded E word,
mm-hmm.
and it's like, but I don't exercise. I exercise when I run to the refrigerator, but that's about it. So now Patty's got me walking the complex,
mm-hmm.
and you know, it's amazing when you walk around the block or something, what you see. When you drive the block, you don't see anything.
No, you don't.
But when you walk around, I was walking around yesterday, I was about 2 blocks from my place there, and I saw this big old rat in the middle of the street. I thought, if I'd have been in my car, I'd have run it over. But, you know, so going back to Leon, a year ago, he went into the hospital.
Yeah, well, a year.
Well, no, it was longer than that. He's had diabetes for 20 years?
He's had that for 20 years. And last summer, a year ago, we always take care of his feet and watch his feet. And he was always going in every 6 weeks and having the nurses trim his toenails and stuff like diabetics need to do.
Really?
Oh, yes. You should not do them yourself. You should have nurses do them. Because you could clip a piece of skin or cut a toenail too short or do something that could cause an infection real easily in your toes. And what happened with him was we didn't do any of that. He was fine, but his large toenail started turning down on both sides of the big toe on the right foot.
Okay.
And so far down that it was pressing, putting pressure on the skin part of the tip of his toe, so much pressure that it popped the end of the toe open, and it caused a little sore that did not heal.
Okay.
And so we went into the doctor, the foot doctor, and he started treating it, and it wouldn't heal. It was getting worse, and he ended up taking off the big toe, and it started
amputating the big toe?
Amputated the right big toe.
Okay.
And then he went in, and then it was not healing because of lack of circulation. He's got bad circulation, and he's got neuropathy. So that's why he couldn't really feel what was going on.
You know, you're scaring the hell out of me because I've got all the stuff that you said to me.
This is factual acts, and that's why I want people to know this.
Yeah.
So he took the big toe off. It started spreading into the next toe. So we went to Dr. Roseboro, who's the vascular surgeon. He did a complete bypass on the right leg to get it going. He was in surgery for 4.5 hours because that foot was in such bad shape with the arteries being so bad. So he finally got it open. They did surgery and eventually had to remove all of his toes.
On
his right foot.
Okay.
So he's got those all done.
Now, when was that done?
That was done last August, about the end of August.
Okay. And did his diabetes improve at all?
No. It has stayed basically the same. Okay. Level. And
what was the purpose of removing the toes then, if that didn't improve the diabetes?
Because the infection was getting okay. so bad without it, because of lack of circulation and blood flow, and so they had to remove all of those because they were infected. And if they had not infected him, it would have climbed right up his leg.
Really?
That's how fast it goes. And within 4 days, probably, it takes just a few days. Once that stuff takes hold and you're in bad shape with the circulation, there's no going back. It you either get rid of it, and so that's what he had. So he has now got a prosthetic in his right foot. He has a prosthetic in his shoe now that we had to go through all of that and buy new shoes for
him. Okay, so the prosthetic is help me with this because losing me. Is it just the toes?
It's just the toes. And what they do is they make an insert to put in your shoe.
Okay.
And on the front of the insert, it's built up the thickness that they want it to be. And then your stump of your foot fits right against the insert so that the insert has the rest of the solid part here so that you have your balance. It's just like you take an insert and put it in your shoe.
Was he in pain at all after this happened? I'm sure
he went through a lot of pain until he got healed. Yeah.
How long did the healing process take?
Quite a while, because after he had the surgery and he came home, he was home for 3 days. On the third day, he woke up in horrible pain, but he was also very lethargic, wasn't making sense. So I called the home health nurse and had her come out and check him. And while she was checking him, I called the ambulance and said, I'm not waiting. Something's wrong. And I sent him to the hospital. The inside of that foot had gotten infected, and it literally drained his fluids and his blood.
How did it get infected?
It got infected from the inside. We don't know. It just, infection creeps in so fast with diabetics. And not only did that happen, it happened twice. He got infected. They had to redo it, and they had to fuse him with fluids and blood, and then opened it up and cleaned everything out, closed him back up again, and then he was in a care facility for 1 month and on antibiotic infusions for 30 days, 4 times a day. That's how bad it was.
Wow.
And they said if I had not called the ambulance, he would have died that night.
Okay.
But the one thing he did have,
Hold on for just a second. Okay. We need to take a quick break here.
Gotcha.
We're going to take a short break. When we come back, more with today's special guest, my good friend Judy Chartier. You're listening to The Terry Saul Show on 104.3 FM and 1220 AM KSLM. We'll be back in just a moment.
You're listening to The Terry Saul Show on KSLM AM and FM. Brought to you today by the Lule Group and the Willamette Queen Sternwheeler.
Yeah. We're back in 5, 4, Q-Terry, 2, 1, you're on.
You're listening to The Terry Saul Show on KSLM AM and FM, brought to you today by the Lule Group and the Willamette Queen Sternwheeler.
Welcome back to the Terry Saul Weekend Show. We are talking with my good friend Judy Chartier. And when we were talking on our last break, your husband Leon had just had his toes amputated due to diabetes. And you were saying that he got infected after that happened?
Yeah, right after Thanksgiving. He was really starting to feel good and starting to get back to normal and starting to get his strength back. And then the weekend of Thanksgiving, he got really ill, almost flu-like symptoms. And we thought, what's going on? High fever and...
Did you think it was the diabetes? In your mind, did you think, well, maybe this
is... We didn't know because he was having abdominal pains, very sick to his stomach, chills, really in bad shape. And so I called the ambulance. They took him to the hospital. They ran tests, sent us back home. And then on Monday, they called and said, we need him back in the hospital again.
Well, that's never a good call when you get that kind of a call.
Yeah, put him back in the hospital. They did a biopsy of that foot on the bone. It got infected again. It was infected again.
And so it's been infected twice now?
Twice now.
What the hell's going on?
Yeah, they had to infuse him. It literally poisoned his blood and his bones, went into his blood and his bones. So they had him in there for 5 days, infusing him. And then we went home and did, I said, I don't want him in a care facility again. I'll handle it at home. So they showed me how to do the infusions, and we did infusions for 6 weeks.
What's involved in the infusion?
It's infusions when they put a pick in your arm, and it's a little tube where you can insert fluid or blood.
And you were doing that?
And I did that 3 times a day for 6 weeks for him. Yeah.
Oh, my word.
Somebody said, you ought to get your license to be
exactly.
a nurse.
Exactly. You might as well.
Not just I've done. Anyway, we did that. He bounced back. Everything was doing good. He was doing his therapy, and everything was just fine. And then he was pretty well on the road to recovery. And then about...
Was he moving around okay? He was able to walk and stuff?
Yeah, he was walking with just a cane and almost to the point sometimes where he wasn't even using the cane to walk.
Okay.
He was doing really well.
Okay.
Yeah. Everything was good until about... And he was just ready to start doing walking outside and getting strength up again. He went to put a sock on one morning, and that night when he took it off, there was a little thread on the inside of the sock, and it followed his big toe as he put the sock on right up over the tip of his big toe on his left foot. And when he took the sock off that night, there was a little scant of a red line on the tip of his foot on the flesh part. And so I just treated it for a couple of days thinking it's going to be fine. It didn't bleed out or anything. I figured it wouldn't get infected. Third day, I called Dr. Scott and said, we need to see you. And he went right in, started treating it. It didn't heal. It was spreading.
So this is on the other foot?
On the other foot. It started spreading. He ended up amputating the large
toe. Oh, come on, again.
Again, the large toe, and we watched it. It started spreading, and before they did the final surgery, I could literally see his foot turning black, and the flesh was just rotting off his foot. His foot was just...
What was the time frame for all this? When you first noticing that one
first,
day...
First noticed it.
What was the time frame to seeing the foot deteriorate?
Okay, 6 weeks ago... Deteriorate? Oh, just within a few days.
Really? Yeah, that fast?
That fast. Yeah. Once it takes hold, it just goes crazy.
Okay.
And so he, like I said, he took that one off, and then we went back weekly, and it kept spreading, and it got all black and just looked horrible. So he said, okay, we're putting him in the hospital. They took all the rest of the toes off behind the joints this time, and it had already gone up into his tendon on the inside of his ankle.
See, this just hurts just talking about it.
Yeah, this is serious business.
So now at this point, his toes have been removed from both feet.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and when did the second foot, when did this happen?
This happened about 4 weeks ago.
Oh, so it's been pretty recent.
Yeah, yeah. And he was home and doing fine. And then
so
he was in a cast.
Okay, that was my next question. So did they have to put a special shoe for the other foot now as well?
No, he's not got a left foot. He's amputated up to the knee.
Okay, we'll get into that here in a little bit.
Yeah.
So, but my question was when they took the toes off of the other foot.
Yeah.
Did they have to give him a prosthetic for that?
Yeah, he's got a prosthetic already for his right foot.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's like an insert that goes into your shoe.
Right.
And he can put it in any one of the shoes that he wants to wear.
Now, what about when he has to get up to go to the bathroom in the middle of the night.
Oh, he does fine. He did fine before this.
What's he using, a cane to get up and move around?
Does he
give you the elbow and say, dear, help me get up?
No, he was walking fine because he still had the left foot fine. So okay. He was doing fine with that. He was walking pretty normal. He walked pretty normal and was doing really good. And like I said, about ready to, start
conquer
doing
the world.
Things.
Yeah.
Yeah. He could drive. He drove his car and he could drive and do just fine because he's got a good foot that has got good balance, and it's just like having his foot back,
okay.
Basically.
So this happened 4 weeks ago. So now he's lost both toes, or all the toes, on both feet,
yeah.
Right?
As
okay,
of
then what
four
happened?
Weeks ago. And so then Memorial, and he was in a cast, and so Memorial weekend, just before Memorial weekend, he was hurting so bad. He had an appointment with the doctor that following Wednesday, and I called the doctor on Sunday.
Were they medicating him at all for the pain?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But it wasn't helping,
working.
Though.
It wasn't helping. And so he's been on hydrocodone pills for weeks. Because of the pain.
I've taken those before. They usually work pretty good.
Yeah, they do, but you don't want to get on them a long time because then they can be habit forming.
Okay.
So anyway, I called the doctor, and he got him back into the office on Monday morning. I said, can you see him Monday instead of Wednesday? I said, he's really in bad shape. And I said, we literally can smell his foot through that cast. So
something's not right. Come on, seriously?
Yeah, yeah. So we went in, and he sent us directly over to the hospital, and now we're... That's when they started the other.
Okay, so this just happened 4 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Okay.
About 4 weeks.
So now he's back in the other hospital. We've only got about half a minute left to go on this segment here, but when we come back on the next segment, you're going to tell me that he's had multiple surgeries since then, right?
That's right.
Okay.
That's right.
And we'll need to take a short break when we come back. More with today's special guest, Judy Chartier. Today's show is being brought to you by the Willamette Queen Sternwheeler and the Lule Group. Lule's Car Connection, Don Lule Homes, and Teresa Lule, State Farm Insurance. You've actually sang on the Willamette Queen Sternwheeler many times, haven't you?
Times, yeah.
Many times.
A lot of fun.
Yep, I was talking to Barbara the other day, and I told her that you were coming in there. She says, tell Judy she needs to come on back down here again. If you're not going to sing, just come on down there and enjoy an evening. We'll do something like that. You and I and Patty, and we'll figure this out. All right, let's take a short break. We'll be back in just a moment.
You're listening to The Terry Saul Show on KSLM AM and FM. Brought to you today by the Lule Group and the Willamette Queen Sternwheeler.
We're back in 5, 4, cue Terry, 2, 1, you're on.
Welcome back. This is the Terry Saul Weekend Show on Salem's original radio station, KSLM AM and FM. I am your host. Today we are talking with a good friend of mine, Judy Chartier. And when we were last talking, Judy, you and your husband Leon of 56 years, did I get it right?
Yes, sir.
56 years. And boy, I should be so lucky to be married for 56 years. He had just had all of his toes on both feet amputated due to diabetes. This is some serious crap, isn't it? It's
yes,
not something
it is.
To play around with. The second set of amputations happened just a few weeks ago. What happened?
Okay, so we were checked into the hospital. They checked him out. They removed the foot first and then left it for a couple of days to see how it was going to react, and that was on a Wednesday.
So they took his entire foot now?
Yeah, they took that the Wednesday after Memorial weekend. He was in the hot. They put
from,
him in the
from
hospital.
From the ankle? From where did they take it from?
Just from below the ankle.
Okay,
just,
so yeah. Right below the ankle.
So, they took the foot. They watched it for 2 days to see how it was going to react so that they would know if the infection was going to spread further, if it was going to show signs of it. Then they would know how high up they were going to have to go to amputate the leg.
Judy, I'm confused. Why didn't they take the entire leg at that point?
Because taking the foot off and watching it for 2 days gave them the information they needed to know how high up to go, according to how bad the infection was spreading, if it was going to continue
spreading.
What's
his state of mind when they're telling him this? We're going to take your foot off, and we're going to watch it for 2 days, then we're going after your leg.
He did just fine. He really did well. I mean, I just praise him for what he's done. He's really come through this so well emotionally.
Okay, so they took the foot, they waited the 2 days, and then they decided how much of the leg are they going after?
Yeah, so they figured from that point, they figured they would only have to take the leg about four inches below the knee so that he would still have his joint.
And what's the reason why they wanted to keep the knee joint there?
So that it'll, because it's better for a prosthetic. to have that, and then he can be able to bend if he wants to.
So when did this happen?
And that happened the following Friday.
After Memorial Day.
After Memorial Day.
So just recently.
Yeah, following Friday. And so then...
How long of an operation is that? How long of a surgery was that to remove the leg?
That was about, I want to say about an hour and a half. It didn't take long. It only took the doctor, I think, even a shorter amount of time than that to take the foot off. I mean, they know their stuff, and boy, I'm telling you, they...
Without sounding too morbid, what do they do with the leg afterwards when
I
they take it
no
off?
Idea.
What do they? I'm sure it probably goes in for studies or something.
Oh, I'm sure they do. Yeah, I'm sure they do.
Okay, so now he doesn't have a leg on his right or left foot.
On the left foot.
Okay.
Left
foot. How about the right foot?
Right
and
leg is fine. Right.
Okay, so he's doing okay on that one?
Yeah, it's healed good. It's doing really well. They're looking at it every day and checking all of it, make sure there are no signs of infection. After he had the leg removed on Friday, then Saturday, the nurses were in wiping his feet and cleaning him, giving him his bath and whatever they needed to do to clean him up. And they noticed a spot on his right foot
on the
bottom. And they called the doctor in and had him look at it. And that night at 8 o'clock, they had to do surgery and do another complete bypass of that right leg to get the blood flow because the blood had stopped flowing into that foot.
Did he end up losing that foot?
So. No. They were able to get the blood flow in, get it cleared. He said, I worked my tail off to get that in there. And he got it in, and the blood's flowing in the foot really good now.
Was there a point in your mind when you or Leon were thinking they may end up taking this foot too?
Oh, yeah. That could have been a real possibility, and it still could be. If for some reason that blood flow doesn't continue in that foot the way it's supposed to, and that leg gets bad, he could easily have that leg removed.
Okay.
But we are hoping and praying that that won't happen. So they watch it every day.
Where is he right now?
He's at he's in the rehab section at Salem Health.
Okay. And how long will he be there?
He's been over there. They moved him over there last Friday. They've been working with therapy and rehab on him for about 6 days now. And he's really doing well. He's able to get out of the wheelchair to go into the bathroom. He's able to get out of his wheelchair to get into the bed now by himself without help, just by pivoting on his right foot. His arms are starting to get stronger. He has a bad shoulder, and so they're working to get the strength in his shoulders and his arms up so that he'll be able to support himself when he comes home.
Are you able to see him?
No.
Because of this COVID-19?
Yeah,
you
can't.
So when was the last time you saw him?
I saw him the day they removed the leg just before surgery, and I haven't seen him since.
Do you talk to him?
Oh, yeah. He calls me every day, every morning and every night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So how is he emotionally? Are we seeing the pity me, poor me, poor me at all?
Not at all.
See, he's
not
a tough SOB.
All.
I know, Leon. He's a tough SOB.
He is really... I can't believe how well I'm taking it worse than he is.
Yeah.
I mean, he's really doing well.
So
really
he hasn't done the pity me and why is this happening to me? Or
no, not at all.
Yeah.
No, he's just taking it with a grain of salt and knows that this is a reality that he's going to live with for the rest of his life. And he's already said to me the other day, he says, okay, honey, we need to sell the Bronco because there's no way I'll be able to get up into that high Bronco because he has to step up really high to get it now. He only bought it 2 years ago from a neighbor down the street, and he loves that car. But we're going to sell that and our 65 Buick because we're not going to do any of that.
Don't you have a motorhome? Don't you have an RV?
We have an RV. Yeah, it's a nice one. We just bought it 2 years, 3 years ago. Year before last, we bought it, and we've only been able to use it once because of all of this that started.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, maybe once he gets better, you just need to put him in there and just say, let's just hit the road.
That's going to be our first thing we're going to do when he's healed. Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Good for you. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. I have so much good support. Somebody said, what do you think about all of this? And I said, I try not to think about it because I said, if I do, I would just emotionally be a wreck. And I have to be strong for him, and I have to just take care of myself. And so I keep busy. Like I said, told you, I'm busy doing a lot of stuff. I've purged my house. I've redone my whole backyard. I painted and built those timbers that you buy to trim your yards with, you know. Painted those all the same color as my fence and put in a lot of flowers that are going to bloom year after year after year, and had my garden boy who lives across the street from me that I just adore, him and his family. In fact, his wife works at Salem Health, and he does our yard for us every week. And
so 79 years old is just a number to you.
It is.
That's all it really is. It's just
is.
A number. It
just
means nothing
number.
To you.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, so. Yeah. But you're hanging in there pretty good then?
Yeah, I am. Yeah, I have really great support with my family, and the girls are over all the time, and my daughter comes, and my daughter's son just graduated from Wilson High School this year, and he got a four-year ride scholarship to Portland State.
Oh, nice.
Oh, he's so smart. He's been a straight A student since first grade.
Yeah,
he's
perfect.
Just really doing well.
Kind of sad though about that. You can't have a graduation ceremony, is it? Isn't that horrible?
I know it. She streamed it on live the other night. She streamed it live on Facebook the other night, and so I'm going to get to watch it from there.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
But it's
So what is the long term prognosis for Leon right now?
Well,
where are we at with him?
They're going to have a meeting. They're going to have a meeting at the hospital this afternoon and call me and let me know about how long they think he'll be there. And so I'm in the process of getting everything. Well, he's got everything he needs as far as the walker and the wheelchair and all that stuff. But
now, will you have to have a special bed for him at home?
No,
or
no.
Just not a hospital bed or anything?
No,
or?
No. We have a Sleep Number bed that we bought several years ago that we love, and he's able to get into that fine. In fact, the nurses were trying to help him into his bed at the hospital the other day, and he said, well, this is how I do it at home. And he says, so he put his weight on his right foot and he just sat on the bed and then he just pushes with the right foot a little bit and swings both legs right up on the bed. And I said, that's how he gets in bed at home, and it works just fine for him.
Leon, he hasn't lost his sense of humor, has he?
No, he's holding up really well.
Good.
Really well.
So what is the long term that they're looking at with him?
They said rehab anywhere from 5 to 10 days. So he's been there about 5 days now, or a little longer. So, well, it'll be a week tomorrow. So they're going to have a meeting today and decide how much longer they think that he will be there. So the nurse called me last night and went over all the details of how wide the doors are in the house and all that. And our house was built in 69, and I love that house, but the doors are narrow, very narrow. Years ago, they didn't make them real wide.
What does that have to do? Because he'll be in a wheelchair?
Because putting a wheelchair in to get into the bathroom or into the...
So what are you going to have to do?
The wheelchair we have at home, we borrowed from our church, and it'll go into his den, and it'll go into our bedroom, but it won't go into the bathroom. That's what we're working on right now, and so...
What are you going to do with that? How are you going to fix that?
Well, I'm thinking about probably getting a scooter, a three-wheel scooter, if I can get one that the wheelbase on the back is narrow enough, and that'll just scooter him right into the bathroom.
Okay.
Area, so he'll be able to get in there when he wants.
I know it's none of my business, but you know me, I'm going to ask you anyhow.
That's okay.
You have insurance?
Oh, yeah, we have great insurance. We have United Healthcare.
I was going to say, what's his hospital bill been like?
We only have to pay the first 5 days of the hospital. Everything else is covered.
Okay.
Yeah, so we're...
Any idea what this whole thing has been, what the insurance is going to get nailed for?
I have no idea yet until I get the bill to show, or until I get the statement. I won't get a bill from them for that, but I'll get a statement.
You don't even want to see that. Don't even open that.
The one last summer was like close to $25,000.
Serious?
Yeah, yeah.
Is he a veteran, Leon?
Yeah.
Yeah, where did he serve?
Air Force, and he was a jet mechanic back east. He said he entered the service so that he could travel the world, and they sent him to Louisiana, some Air Force base back there. And
he got screwed on that deal, didn't he?
Yeah, and he took care of the airplanes, make sure they ran good.
Yeah, but you know what? No enemy air fighters ever came to Louisiana and got him.
That's right, and I asked him one day what he did there, and he said, if I told you, I'd have to kill you.
So you're going to have to do a little bit of probably construction in your house, won't you?
Well, we were thinking of getting the doors rewidened, but my brother said it would probably cost me a lot of money to have that done. And
could insurance cover that? Or are you on your own?
I don't think so. I don't think it would. This is not going to be a long-term thing, and so that's why we think if we can just get the mobility part covered as far as the scooter, whether I have to rent it or buy one or whatever, and Medicare will pay for a lot of that. Mm-hmm. We've already checked that out. I'm not worried. I'm just going to take it.
Well, you know what?
You have no control.
Exactly. You know what? There's one guy upstairs who's calling the shots.
That's right.
And you have no control over what he's going to do.
Yeah, and that part doesn't bother me at all. The financial part and what is going to come does not bother me at all. I just think that bothers me is just him and his health and coming through this.
Yeah. But he's coming through, it seems like, with good spirits, considering what he's gone through.
Yeah. He is. He really is.
I mean, I stubbed my toe, and I want to be in traction for 6 months. I mean, this guy, he's doing remarkable.
Yeah, he is. He really is. I'm so proud of him.
And it's all because of this diabetes.
It's all because of the diabetes. Yeah.
Now, will he always, I know we only have about 30 seconds left here on the segment, will he always have this diabetes or is it?
Unless there's a cure or unless he can do something to reverse it, he will have. So we're hoping that with exercise and proper way of eating and that sort of thing that maybe we can
That's
cut
so
it
important,
down.
Isn't it?
It is. It's very important. He's got a sweet tooth and that's been his problem.
So do I.
Oh, yeah.
So do I.
A sweet tooth. And so doctors all along have said you need to pound those feet, you need to walk, you need to keep those legs going. If you're sitting on a chair, pound your feet on the floor. Do whatever you have to do to keep that circulation working. That's one of the most important things.
In my case, the neuropathy, my feet hurt.
Oh, his do too.
And they also feel like they're numb.
Mm-hmm. His are too. That's why he couldn't feel that little thread across the toe, you know?
I was in the doctor's office just last week, and she took that little thing. She says, tell me when you can feel this. And I said, okay.
Yeah.
She goes, can you feel it? I go, have you started yet?
Yeah.
She goes, oh, yeah.
That's kind of the way Leon is. Yeah.
Oops. Yeah. Hey, we need to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. We're just getting warmed up. More with my guest, Judy Chartier, right after this.
You're listening to The Terry Saul Show on KSLM AM and FM. Brought to you today by the Lule Group and the Willamette Queen Sternwheeler.
We're back in 5, 4, Q-Terry, 2, 1, you're on.
We are back with our final few minutes. Today's guest has been my good friend Judy Chartier. We're talking about diabetes and some of the issues that her husband Leon has gone through. He lost, first of all, he lost one toe, and then he lost all the toes on one foot, and then he lost the entire foot, and then he lost the leg. Mm-hmm. And then they started on the other foot where he lost all the toes there. Did he lose all of his toes on the second foot?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
But right now he's doing okay.
Now he's doing okay.
You
now
haven't
he's lost the whole leg.
Has it been hard that you haven't been able to see him and touch him and hold his hand?
Oh,
and just
I miss him every day.
Yeah.
Yeah. But talking on the phone really helps a lot.
Sure. Are you FaceTiming at all or can you do that?
Mm-mm.
Why won't they let you in there?
He is not because of the COVID.
But can't you go in if you're wearing a mask? Can't you go in there?
That's what I asked them. They said no. The only time I'm going to be able to go in there is the last couple of days that he's in therapy.
Okay.
Because they want me to work with them and them to show me what he's going to need at home. And then we will have in-home health care come and do therapy and rehab.
Okay.
Each
so
week.
How long are we looking for this rehab to take effect until he's feeling...
Until
as good as he can feel.
Until he is safe enough to come home. Until he's good enough that he's safe enough to come home. So they will know whether he's going to be strong enough to come home. And when he does come home...
Well, he's going to need therapy at home too, won't he?
That's what I'm saying. Once he comes home, he will still need therapy.
Okay.
But that will be in-home health care that will do that.
Okay.
And then I will be able to help him with some of it. Depends on what they're doing. And that's why I will be going to the hospital the last couple of days that they will have him there so that they can show me what is going to be expected at home.
All right.
When he gets home.
So when he gets home, what are you going to cook for him? What's the one meal he wants?
That he really loves? My fried chicken and fried potatoes.
Oh. And gravy.
He loves my fried chicken. I've learned a secret to make fried chicken if you soak it first in a bowl of milk.
Yeah, that's what we do.
That's what you do.
Yeah.
And then coat it really good with the flour, and it makes it so soft and crispy and juicy. Oh,
sometimes
so
mine's kind of dry when I do that.
Oh,
a little
boy,
bit dry.
Not mine. Boy.
Yeah.
No.
You used to bring us treats all the time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you a question. I know that this isn't part of what we want to talk about. But how's your health? I know you've had some health issues over the years, too. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay.
You kind of have no choice but to do okay, don't you?
Yeah. Yeah. I've had 10 blockages since Easter.
Oh, come on.
I mean, not Easter, since Christmas. I had one just last week that just about did me in. And I'm under Dr. Vander Hayden's care, and she's going to be doing surgery on me in a few months. As soon as Leon is able to take care of himself and be home for 3 or 4 days by himself, then I'm going to go in and have my tummy fixed.
So I tell you what, you guys have your own special room at the hospital there?
Yeah, we do.
You have preferred parking maybe there? Good gosh.
Yeah.
I mean, between the two of you.
Yeah.
But you've had some other health issues in the past too that you're doing okay with that?
It's from Crohn's disease.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. I've had I've had 8 surgeries.
In how long?
Since I was first diagnosed in 95.
Okay.
95, 96, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Diabetes is, and we've talked about this before, but diabetes is such a serious issue, isn't it?
Oh, it's very serious.
And when people say, you know, I'm diabetic or I'm pre-diabetic, I don't believe that pre stuff.
I don't either.
But, you know, I'm diabetic. What do I do? Well, you better listen to what you need to do, and you better do what you need to do.
My thoughts on that is if a doctor tells you you're pre-diabetic, then at that point you should start treating it like it's diabetic and do what you're supposed to do to keep yourself protected. Exercise, do what they tell you to do, and stay with it, because if you don't, you could end up just like my husband did.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not a fun thing, and it was such a surprise that all this happened so fast. That's the scary thing, is it happens so fast. And if you have really bad circulation and you have neuropathy and you have numbness, you don't feel what's going on down there. And so therefore, you don't know what's going on, and you have no way of controlling it unless somebody else sees it. I had a person I talked to the other day said that their dad, I check my feet once in a while, but they're okay. And then finally they said something to him about it, and so now his wife checks his feet nightly to make sure there's no sores, nothing showing up at all.
What are you looking for? Obviously, Patty checks mine out too, but what are we looking for?
You don't want any cuts on your feet. You don't want anything that is going to rub against your feet that's going to cause a blister.
Well, you're going to be wearing socks and shoes all day long.
But some people will wear a sock or wear a shoe that maybe is not a good fit for their feet. And
okay.
If it's rubbing against, like my sister right now, she has a hammer toe, and it's pointing, kind of curving upward. And she had her shoes on the other day doing some work, and it was rubbing on the top of it really bad. So she's going to go see the same doctor I go to in Silverton, Dr. Blount. And she's going to, and I told her, I said, have her refer you to Dr. Scott, because that's who she referred us to. And boy, mm-hmm. That man is amazing. I love that man. He and his staff, they are awesome, awesome people. They have just bent over backwards to take care of us.
So if you're looking at your feet or examining your feet, or your spouse is examining your feet, look for any kind of discoloration.
Any kind of abrasion, any kind of a little cut, anything that should not be there. Pay attention to it.
Does it affect men more than women, or does it just not care who it's going after?
I really don't know. I would imagine, I don't know. I've never delved into that to find out.
Mm-hmm.
I would imagine just anybody that is a diabetic and have these symptoms, man or woman.
Right. Final couple of minutes that we have left here, Judy, is we talked a little bit about it, but how are you being supported emotionally? You got family, church.
I have my church. I have Pastor Sandy and a lot of people on our open door churches, Methodist church, that are constantly in contact with me to make sure we're doing okay, to let me know that they're in their prayers. I got on Facebook the other night, and there were like close to 50-some people that came on and sent prayers.
Oh, nice.
All of family and friends and acquaintances. And, I mean, it's just been overwhelming. It's
good.
Been wonderful.
Good.
Been wonderful.
Judy, with our last little bit, if someone would like to get in touch with you, I don't give them out a phone number there, but is there a different way? Do you have a Facebook or an email address or somewhere? Or?
Yeah, I have Facebook. I have Facebook and I have email. If you want to...
What's the email address? What would be the best
email
way?
Email is perkygirl, perkey@hotmail.com.
Perkygirl@hotmail. Well, you know what? You're about as perky as they come. I'm telling you, I've known you for years.
That's my maiden name.
What's that?
Called Perky is my maiden name.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Everybody called me Perky in school. Some of my friends still call me
I'd hate
that.
To tell you what they called me in school, but that's a whole other story. All right. Well, when will you be talking to Leon? Will you talk to him again later today? Or?
Yeah.
Okay. Please tell him that he's in our thoughts and prayers. And and like I said, I know Leon, and I can't wait for him to come home, and so I can go over there and he can be ornery with me again.
Yeah, that would be wonderful.
Yeah. Judy, would you do me a favor? Would you come back again? Yeah, I always love talking to you, and we would love to have you come back again and tell us, maybe give us a progress report on Leon.
Oh, I'd be glad to.
And see how he's doing.
People need to know that, yeah.
They certainly do, because it's such an important issue.
Know that there's a light at the end of the tunnel.
That's right. All right, Judy, you are in my thoughts and prayers. I love you, and I've known you for 100 years, and let's try and do it for another 100 years.
Okay.
All right, you take care.
You too. Love you.
We're just about out of time for today's show. Remember, you can catch our show every Saturday at 10 a.m. and a replay Sundays at 6 p.m. right here on Salem's original radio station, KSLM. A reminder, if you missed any of today's show or would like to hear any of my shows, you can always hear a podcast on our official KSLM website at www.kslm.news or on my official website at www.terrysaul.com. If you would like to drop me a note, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is terry@kslm.news. We'll see you next time. Take care and be safe.
You've been listening to The Terry Saul Show on Salem's original radio station, 104.3 FM and 1220 AM KSLM. Today's show is brought to you by the Willamette Queen Sternwheeler. The next time you plan an event, think of the Queen. And by the Lule Group, featuring Lule's Car Connection, Don Lule Holmes, and Teresa Lule's State Farm Insurance. That's a wrap. Thanks, everybody. Good show.
Bye, everybody.